upon the cherubim, let the earth quake. The Lord is great in Zion. He is exalted over all the peoples. Let them praise your great and awesome name. Holy is he.
Good morning. Another one of those lovely warm mornings where I tried to let my ears air dry before I put my hearing aids in. Promptly went out the door without them. So, I'm going to count on you to sing loud this morning so I can hear you, so I can sing along with you. All right? So, 512. Oh, and one other thing, the announcements they missed. World famous missionaries over here. Wes and Julie Shoemaker. She used to be Julie Grimm. She grew up over here somewhere, by close to my house. Anyway, they're here this morning, so say hello to them. Maybe, are you going to be part of the service? You going to do something? Yeah, world famous. We got to have them up here, right? Okay, let's stand and sing 512, My Savior's Love.
I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene, and wonder how he could love me, a sinner condemned unclean. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. For me it was in the garden he prayed, not my will but thine. He had no fears for his own griefs, but sweat drops of blood for mine. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. In pity, angels beheld him and came from the world of light to comfort him in the sorrows he bore for my soul that night. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my songs shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. He took my sins and my sorrows, he made them his very own. He bore the burden to Calvary and suffered and died alone. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. When with the ransomed in glory his face I shall last at sea, 'twill be my joy through the ages to sing of his love for me. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me.
Thanks for singing with me. Take a moment to say hello, shake somebody's hand, tell them you're glad to see them.
The greeting time got a lot faster. We are, and that is a prayer request for Pastor Derek, as he developed some type of allergic reaction to something. It is not COVID, so that is a blessing, but it still is affecting some of his respiratory struggles. And so he says he's feeling much better. He's got some medication, but he would be coughing through the whole service. So he was a bit hesitant to come share that with us. So I appreciated his forethought. But yes, please pay attention for youth group tonight. And then we also do welcome Wes and Julie Shoemaker. We're grateful that you've come this way. I know it wasn't the happiest of occasions, but we are glad that you've made it up. You've had a long struggle, and so we're grateful that we can hear an update as well as get a better idea how to pray for you both. So this is our opportunity for prayer and praises. A couple of things. Maggie Dom sent me a note this morning. Elizabeth has surgery scheduled for this Friday. I'm assuming that's up at Mayo's. Okay, it's at Mayo's. It is to help implant a sling which should connect her eyelid muscle to her eyebrow. So that is the next phase that they're at. And so that surgery is scheduled for Friday, and I know we'll pray for not only the surgery, but the travel and the healing time. Also, Donna Peterson is in the hospital. She's been dealing with a respiratory infection, and she's got her ups and downs, and so we'll pray for Donna. Are there other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Faye. So we will pray for Ed. Any word on how long he'll be there, or?
I'm assuming maybe he'll go back to the courtyard
tomorrow. Okay. Well, we will pray for Ed and healing for him. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let me pray. Yes. Yeah, that definitely will give thanks for the rain that we did receive. Pray for more, but also with the heat. I know I saw a prayer request from Ken and Karen Taves out at Victory Center, and I know they probably speak for all camps, especially those that don't have air conditioning in the cabins. It's going to get super hot, and I believe this is the last week of camp for Victory. And so, but it also is a praise that the air conditioning is working in the dining hall and in the chapel. Those are two big blessings that the camp has added for the last couple years, but we'll pray for them. Well, Terry.
We had to take Trent to Aberdeen Wednesday evening to get his appendix out. Had him home Thursday noon. Good.
So the prayer request and for health for Trent. He Wednesday started having some abdominal issues. They did some tests, and they made a trip up to Aberdeen. He had his appendix removed late Wednesday night and got dismissed from the hospital. He is doing much better, so we'll pray for his healing and grateful that both Trent and parents paid attention to his pain and got him to where he needed to be. So, yeah, Steve. So we will pray for Steve and Bonnie's daughter, Tandra, and final 2 weeks. That's exciting, but we will pray that blessing.
Scotty Farley got hit in the gate yesterday, or Saturday, working cattle. It seems some balls hit in the mouth. 18 weeks,
they came over him. Scotty Parmalee was injured on Friday. A gate came and hit him. I know Terry Stevens, or Trudy Stevens, has posted that on Facebook updates. He had surgery yesterday to begin, and it's going to be a long process. They're going to have to reconstruct his upper jaw and such, but he was able to come home, and so we will pray for him and his healing and the ongoing surgeries he will have, but grateful that God spared his life. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we begin our service and the opportunities we have throughout this week, knowing first and foremost that you are sovereign and you are on the throne, that you have provided for our needs, and even before the foundations of the world began, you predestined for Christ to come die for us. You knew in establishing your creation and in creating Adam and Eve that there will, for love to be freely given, there had to be the opportunity for us to reject that love, and that is what Adam and Eve did. In their sin, they condemned the whole human race. But even before that terrible choice, you knew that your son would come. And Father, we are grateful that we can worship our risen Savior. The opportunities we have to know that we can be a part of your family is because Christ died for us and that we can receive him as our Savior. Father, as we look at our request today, that is also part of being belonging to your family, that you as a heavenly Father, you know our needs and you provide for us, even if it's a time that we don't always understand. As we look at the weather around us, we are grateful for the rain that you sent our way. We continue to pray for more moisture, for our crops, for our pasture lands, that you would provide. And as we look at the potential for the heat of this week, we ask that you would watch over those that are working outside and for the livestock. You know the needs that we have. We also think of those camps that are still going on. We pray for victory as you would help them through the heat. We are grateful for the opportunity to use the chapel and the dining hall, the air conditioning you provide. But we know at night it is not easy to sleep, and I pray that you would provide a respite from the heat. We pray for those camp counselors that as they work with the students coming, some of them have dealt with some significant health issues this summer, that you would heal and give them the ability to see what you're doing in the lives of their campers. We pray for Ken and Karen, for the speaker this week, that you would sustain them all and that you would draw these young students to your Savior. Father, that is the whole purpose for the camp existing, that you would also challenge those students that trust in you to go into a deeper relationship. Father, we pray for the Doms. We pray for Liza as she has surgery scheduled this Friday, that you would give them safety and travels, that you would use this surgery to help with the eye troubles she has had, and that they would see positive results. Father, we also entrust her to your healing process. And we thank you that for the gifts and the personality you've given her, but that you would walk, as you've promised, walk beside Andy and Maggie and the family during this time. Father, we lift up Donna Peterson to you, that you would heal her body, that you would just give her comfort. And we also pray for Ed, also in the hospital, that you would help him through this time and heal him as well. Father, we lift up Trent, and we are grateful for him getting to the doctors in time and having his appendix removed. We pray for healing, that you would touch his body, that you would help ease him from the pain and discomfort to get back to the full activity that he's used to. Father, we pray for Tandra, and she sees the end of her pregnancy. We pray for safety for mom and baby and the delivery for comfort through the next couple of weeks. We are grateful for new life, and we just ask that all things through the delivery would go smoothly, that you would have your watch care over them. And we also lift up Scotty Parmalee to you, that you would heal from this first surgery, but know the long road of recovery, that you would give them peace of mind and heart as you, as the great physician, to heal. Let them know that your love can surround them and that prayer does work. We're grateful for sparing his life, that he may truly understand how you have created him fearfully and wonderfully, and he would cling to the hope that we can have in Christ. And Father, we pray for the missionary of the month. We pray for CEF, that you would work through all the backyard Bible clubs that are going on as they gear up for working at the state fair, that they would have great contact with the young people of our state and open doors of ministry. We pray for that you would provide funding for them. We're also grateful for Wes and Julie Shoemaker being with us. Thankful for the hope they have in Christ, and we have in Christ, that when grief comes, we know that our grief is with hope. And we're thankful for them being able to come up and to lay mom to rest, but we know that the hope we have of the resurrection. And we pray that you would continue to provide healing for Julie, for open doors of ministry for Wes. And we are thankful for the time that we can have with them today. Father, we lay the service before you. We pray that you would be with Pastor Jason as he brings a message to us that you've laid on his heart, that we would have hearts prepared to hear. In Jesus' name, amen. This is the opportunity with Wes and Julie here. We ask them to come forward, and whoever wants to come forward to give us an update.
Julie begs off. It's still hard for her to stand up, so she's a much better speaker than I am, but you'll have to make do with me and then talk to her later, right, Julie? She's quite capable of holding her own. But for the new ones here, we are Wes and Julie, and we get to work down in Taro Umara land. Where in the world is that? That's down in northern Mexico. And these ancient people live down there with knowing a smattering of Spanish, able to get by, but they are speaking their own Taro Umara language, sort of like a Native American Indian language. It's very ancient and very complicated, and they speak it very well. We kind of struggle to get our toes wet, and we try the best we can, but it's difficult. And that's okay, because that makes them the experts in their language. And why do they need the Bible anyway? Well, because they worship a God, a creator God. They worship him with lots of dances, lots of offerings of corn beer, of which they consume most of, and lots of, at times, animal blood sacrifices, with a misshapen idea of what it is that God requires of us. Their culture is very self-destructive. It's neglectful to their children, who suffer both physically and emotionally. It's very abusive to their wives and to their precious daughters. It is a horrible place to grow up in if you are a kid. Just like us, they need a change of heart in order to live well in their mountains. And they need to learn how to truly please their creator and their God. They think that they're doing well. They know nothing of Jesus the Savior, and are trying to get by without, you know, bypassing a Savior, not realizing their need for him. So when they hear about Jesus of the Bible, they say, what is this all about? How does it work? They're very interested in knowing. So that's why some of them want a Bible translation in their language, because they can't understand it in Spanish. They say, we have to have it. Who's going to write it for us? And so these native speakers are helping us do that for their people, so that they can get to know, who is this Jehovah? We may need him, because nothing else is working for us. As we reported to you previously, the New Testament has been completely drafted in their language now, as well as major portions of the Old Testament that are very foundational. They have to know, how did it all begin? Why is creation so difficult? Why is it so painful to live in this world if it was created well? What is God really like? Is he capable? Is he powerful? Then why are we so miserable? So those books have been printed, prepared, translated, and are now being printed and made available to the people. But what good does it do to offer the Bible to a people in their own language if they can't read it? They are illiterate, both in Spanish and in their own language. They always learn orally. Tell me, how does this work? And they're very attentive, oral learners. So it became obvious to us that if they are going to get to know Jehovah, the God of the Bible, the creator of everything that they see, that we have to, before we can call this project finished, we have to get it recorded in their language and offered to them in a way that they can use it. Marta Lopez, a native speaker of Tarahumara, began then to read the printed form in a recording studio, sort of a makeshift recording studio down there. My part has been to make sure that she reads it accurately, and if I think it's not coming out well, to ask her to repeat and so forth. But the arrival of COVID last year brought all that effort to a sudden halt, and we've been waiting to get back there and saying, how is it going to, you know, get completed? We are hoping to arrange now for Marta to resume recording in my absence. And then those files can be sent to me for editing, and I can do that on this side of the border, and then send them back to be copied onto little memory chips and offered to them on little speakers that they can play in their home, or a lot of the young people are getting cell phones, and they can play them on their cell phones as well, these files. Any way that we possibly can get into their hands, not just the printed form, which very few of them can use, and they get tired of it, it's hard for them to read, but in audio form, which they can listen to all day long and over again. So that's the strategy that we're using now. Our prayer is then that the true creator will reach their hearts and change their lives and their very culture appropriately, in appropriate ways, as they listen, respond, and come into a relationship, finally, with the creator that they've been trying to guess at. What does he want from us? How do we relate to him? As many of you have told us here already this morning, Julie has been through a lot, both physically and emotionally, the past several years, since we got to report to you in person. And her care for her mom came to a close this past February. And a very special family memorial time was held for her yesterday as we told her goodbye and all the extended family could come and her sisters could come and say farewell to her, as well as her nieces and nephews. But the good thing is that we are assured that she is very content now in God's presence, rejoicing there, and only awaits our arrival someday when it's our turn. Julie has also needed several surgeries recently for her hip, for her back, and she's facing soon a surgery for her knee, bone on bone, causing pain, inability to walk, and we are very, very grateful that so far these surgeries have been of a great help to her, been successful, bringing relief to her pain and enabling her to resume gradually a more active and more productive life again. And we count on your prayers and give credit to you and appreciate and thank you for praying for her so faithfully and that these surgeries have worked out well, whereas in many cases, these kinds of surgery just don't, they're failures. And sometimes they make things even worse. Some of you have been asking us already about Heather, our daughter-in-law. She continues to struggle with her health, cyclical vomiting, you know, terrible ways to live, and great migraine type of headaches. But they're not migraines or something else. She's now seeing a naturopath because Mayo Clinic down there has given up. They said, we can't do anything more for you. And she's hopeful that this naturopath has some answers that typical medicine, traditional medicine, hasn't been able to provide to her. So she continues to need your prayers, both for her physical condition as well as her spiritual condition as well. Recently, my own parents have come to live with us. They're in their 90s, and they need somebody to take better care of them. So they're down there in Arizona with us now, and Julie coordinates their food and their clothing needs while I handle other aspects of their care. The Wycliffe Mission has said, you guys need to take a family medical leave of absence for a few months until arrangements can be made for their better care, better even than you can give them, more appropriate care for their needs in a nearby care facility. And we recognize that what we are doing right now and taking this leave of absence is God's call on our lives this year, and that aspects of this responsibility will continue even after they are in the care home until God takes them to his side, where Thelma now is. And so we look forward, we all look forward to that crossing over into a pain-free existence, don't we? And it becomes more and more desirable the more that we age. But in the meantime, we want to thank you all for your faithfulness to pray for and to support us and this ongoing project of bringing God's word to the Tarahumara. God is calling the Tarahumara to be his children like you and I are. And he's offering them the same opportunity to come to know him, not just a form of religion or how to make it into heaven or how to have fire insurance from hell, but to actually know him, to walk with him on a daily basis through his word, whether it be written or audio. He wants them to walk with him. May God enable this project then to be completed soon. That's what we look forward to, and I'm sure you're ready for it to be completed as well. The Tarahumara also need the whole counsel of God. And may there be many among them then who accept this plan, this God's plan of how to be reconciled with him, how to join us in heaven according to God's perfect plan, his purposes for all of us. Thank you so much, and we look forward to visiting with you a little bit afterwards.
Thank you, Wes, for your report. It's good to hear how the Lord is still working. He's still making sure that his word is being spread to the corners of the earth. That's neat to hear. I didn't know there was an ancient language still around it. You know, people that still don't know our common culture, I guess. But that's neat. Thank you for that. I know we've been gone a little while. We all kind of packed our traveling into one long stretch, but sometimes it happens that way, but let's all stand and worship together.
Just as you our God. One day every knee will bow. Still the greatest treasure remains for those who gladly choose you now. Come, now is the time to
wonders beyond our galaxy. You
be seated for this last song.
My strength, my song, this cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still, when striving cease, my comforter. My all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God and helpless faith. This gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save, till on that cross that Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied, for every sin on him was laid.
So much for the hope that we have. Thank you that we have the assurance of all those lyrics that we just sang, that there's no power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck us from your hand. Because of your great love for us and the gift of